Chapter 2. New Morning. When Wesley woke up, he wasn't surprised that he didn't know where he was. He sat on the edge of the bed and was annoyed because he could see all of his clothes except the socks. After having put on his shirt, trousers, and coat, he squatted on the floor barefooted and peered under the bed. His socks were not there. He left the bedroom, glancing briefly at the sleeping Polly on his bed, and roamed through the apartment searching for his socks. He went into the bathroom with its steamy smell of soap and rummaged around in a welter of silk underthings, hanging rayon stockings, and cast-off slips. They were not to be found. As a last resort, he peeked under the bathtub. Not there. He rubbed his teeth with his forefinger, threw water on his face, sneezed two or three times, and shuffled off into the parlor carrying his moccasins. Everhart was sitting by the window reading a Reader's Digest. "Where the hell are my socks?" Wesley wanted to know.
"Oh, hello, Wes. How do you feel?" greeted Bill, adjusting his glasses to peer at Wesley.
Wesley sat down and put on his moccasins over his bare feet.
"Lousy," he admitted.
"I feel likewise. How about a bromo? I made myself one in the pantry."
"Thanks."
They went into the pantry where a fragile blue-pink light streamed in from the morning street. Everhart prepared the sedative while Wesley inspected the contents of the refrigerator, picking himself out a cold orange.
"We're the only ones up," chatted Everhart. "George sleeps late all the time. Eve left for work this morning. I can't say as I envy her after what she drank last night."
"Eve, your girl?" inquired Wesley. Everhart handed him the bromo.
"I was with her last night. George was with Ginger."
Wesley drank down the sedative.